My name is Nick Guest, and I'm an assistant professor of accounting at the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management in Cornell's S.C. Johnson College of Business. My research and teaching typically focus on the market for public firms' financial data, especially earnings, because earnings is one of, if not the primary summary metrics of firms' financial reports. And my key interest with regards to earnings is in its role in the decisions of market participants, such as investors and analysts and financial journalists as well. Of course, a company can present their earnings in a lot of different ways. For example, in the US, there's a standard way to calculate earnings called GAAP, or Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. But these days, most companies also report earnings numbers using a variety of adjusted definitions, such as by excluding restructuring costs to give one commonly used adjustment. And we refer to these adjusted earnings numbers as non-GAAP earnings, or sometimes pro forma or core earnings as well. Now, in a recent paper with my colleagues S.P. Kothari and Bob Posen of MIT, we find that firms with really high non-GAAP earnings relative to GAAP earnings pay their CEOs excessively. Or when we say excessively, that means more than their revenues, the CEO's tenure, and other economic fundamentals, such as their industry, would suggest. Interestingly, those firms are also pretty poor performers on average, suggesting that they're using these high non-GAAP earnings to explain away their poor performance and justify high executive pay. And it seems like they tend to get away with it because these high non-GAAP, lower GAAP earnings companies, they face less dissent in their shareholder votes, and they don't face any additional media scrutiny like you would expect from a firm that's being opportunistic in their reporting. Now, to be clear, we don't want to overstate the results. It's just a few firms that seem guilty of these abuses. That is just over 10% of the S&P 500. So that means that the vast majority of firms, like 85 to 90%, don't appear to be using non-GAAP earnings to justify excessive CEO pay. Instead, that majority either doesn't report non-GAAP earnings that are greater than GAAP earnings, or if they do have a positive difference, they appear to be using the non-GAAP metrics to inform the market and or write more effective contracts. Ironically, the fact that the majority of firms are using non-GAAP or seem to be using non-GAAP to improve their disclosure or their contracting actually provides camouflage for that 10 to 15% of opportunistic firms. Because of course, if all firms just use non-GAAP opportunistically, then we think the market would likely see through that and stamp it out pretty quickly. So in terms of implications for market participants and perhaps policymakers, we think there are a few things that boards of directors could do to help their firm avoid abusing non-GAAP reporting and be more transparent with market participants. One is to give GAAP metrics and non-GAAP metrics equal prominence instead of emphasizing non-GAAP numbers in the headline of the press release, for example, and then only mentioning GAAP much later because they have to. Another solution would be for the board of directors and specifically the compensation committee to provide specific justification for why they chose to put any or all weight on non-GAAP criteria instead of the generally accepted and consistent principles across companies.